Welcome to Auction Talk. Your host is Greg Story, longtime member of the National Auctioneers Association, an accredited auctioneer in real estate and president of Hart G Auction Service. Now, here's Greg.
Welcome to this edition of Auction Talk. Today, I'm going to talk about a problem that many people have. You go downstairs and you realize you can't remember what color the far wall of your basement is. Or you don't know how long it's been since you were able to fit your car in the garage. Basically, you have a bunch of stuff you need to get rid of. So do you have a yard sale or call your local auctioneer? Well, first, let me speak about yard sales. They have become part of Americana. We've all done them. You're going to spend money to advertise in the local paper. You'll need to put signs up on various telephone poles around the neighborhood. And if you're creative, you'll buy some streamers and balloons to attract attention to your priceless treasures. And of course, you'll spend days sorting and pricing, and maybe even hire out the local neighbor boy or call in favors from your friends to haul everything out. Sale day is finally here, and you've advertised that the yard sale is from 8 until 4 or 5 or whatever. No early birds, please. And at 6:30 or 7 a.m., there's two carloads of people wanting to look through your stuff in the house or the garage while you're still trying to finish that first cup of coffee. So you gulp the coffee down and burn your tongue. Go outside and try to keep them there while you haul out the Oak Entertainment Center out of the basement all by yourself because your friend or other help hasn't shown up, and they won't until 8:30. You've marked this entertainment center at $150 because you saw one like it on eBay for $100, and you think yours looks better. And whomever buys it won't have to pay shipping, so you know it will sell. Meanwhile, your spouse and kids are sweating like pigs in the cool morning air, trying to get everything outside in a hurry because people are already here. While all this is going on, one car has left and gone to the next block where they're having a multi-family yard sale with some antiques and some coins, and you're worried that the people won't ever come back. Finally, the people that are still there seem really interested in that entertainment center, and they break down and make you an offer. $10. You start to fume because you paid $250 for it just 2 years ago. The one side is loose, but it just needs some bigger screws. And that scratch in the front where one of your kids was running his Matchbox racer back and forth isn't that deep. How dare they offer you only $10? So you get mad and wish these people would just leave. They're probably just waiting for you to turn your back so they can steal all your valuable stuff. So you finally get everything hauled out and set up some semblance of order, and realize that you forgot to get any change. So you rush down to the local convenience store and beg them for all the change they can spare. The day goes on with people coming and going, and looking down their noses at these treasures that you accumulated over your years of wedded bliss. There's the collection of 8 slightly bent and tarnished spoons from various tourist traps that you found along the highway while on that cross-country vacation. Here's the tent that you used to camp in until the time the storm hit in the middle of the night, and the top tore and it collapsed, and you all slept in the car that night and prayed for sunup. There's Grandma's walker that she needed after her operation. Everybody ought to have one of those around. Here's your 8-track tape collection. Hey, they still work. There's the bent Mickey Mouse ears. Ah, the Magic Kingdom. Let's not forget your collection of Looney Tunes jelly glasses. You're only missing Yosemite Sam. And of course the 3-flowered kitchen chairs that have a slight tear in every seam. And no one has been interested in the entertainment center or your three-wheel push mower with a broken starter rope that hasn't run since Nixon was in office. By noon, the people are coming at the rate of about one car every 30 minutes. You wonder what you were ever thinking by doing this. Someone has tripped over a sprinkler head and broke it. The water gushed out, so you ran to shut off the water before everyone left. You've only made $54.75, and your shoes are ruined from wading through the flooded front yard. It's now about 3:45, and you've got blisters on your feet from your wet socks, and it's starting to rain, or the wind is coming up, and no one's been here for about an hour. So you start boxing up your unsold treasures and putting them back in the garage for the next yard sale, even though you'd almost pay someone just to haul this junk off. The donuts you bought to sell people are still there and hard enough to drive nails. And that darned entertainment center is still sitting there. And you're ready to give it away because you strained your back hauling it out all by yourself this morning. The worst part is when your wife says, "Maybe you should do another one next week." I know this may sound a little extreme, but I seem to remember a yard sale that my wife talked me into that turned out just about this same way. But what about your friend that cleaned out his things and took them to the local auctioneer? He was so foolish to pay someone else to sell his stuff. He didn't even go to the auction and watch it sell. He played golf all that day. What a fool. Besides, even an auctioneer couldn't have gotten more than the 10 cents you got for those 3 scratch Perry Como records. And you've decided to save those old glass ashtrays that you couldn't sell, because they'll really be collectible someday and worth big money, you know, when smoking becomes popular again. Okay. I don't really mean to poke fun at all the yard sales that dot the landscape of every town from Maine to California every weekend during warm weather. A great many people do sell most of their stuff and actually make a little money. Some people even make a business out of having them every weekend. That still makes me wonder, though. But let's talk about your local auctioneer, his capabilities, and what he can do for you. A great many auctioneers have consignment auctions on a regular schedule, or when they have enough stuff to make it pay. They'll come by, look your items over. Some may even haul them to their site for you for little or no charge, depending on the distance. Sure, the auctioneer charges a commission, and it's higher for a consignment auction, but he's going to spend a lot of his money to advertise in the local newspapers, on the radio, print flyers with color pictures, plus he's paying for professional help, porta-pot rental. He has a hot lunch available for the 100-plus buyers that will show up, and he takes credit cards, and he's an expert at what he does. Why not turn your cleanup over to an auctioneer? It's easier. It's faster. It's less hassle. And the auctioneer will sell it all. You won't be dragging your stuff back in that night and measuring the garage to see if your car will now fit. I want to also say, if you do take the easy way and call an auctioneer, burn this into your memory. Do not have a yard sale and then just take the things you couldn't give away to the auctioneer and expect more than just a couple of bucks, or for him even to want to sell them. Besides, the auctioneer probably has a clause that you have to pick up anything that doesn't sell, or he may charge you to haul your unsold items off to the local landfill. I remember one time a friend of mine who had a garage and 2 storage sheds full of some nice tools, camping gear, and more. Well, he called me because his wife had advertised a yard sale, and he thought maybe I could get more for it at auction. Well, he called me on a Wednesday and asked me to stop by. He told me that his wife had figured out that if they sold everything, they would make just over $800. After looking over his stuff, I made him a deal. We did a yard auction. I had him change the ad from a yard sale for Thursday and Friday's paper to read a yard auction starting at 10 a.m. And I put out a few flyers of my own. Plus, had it on my website. With my wife running the office and another guy working for me, we sold it all. After taking my commission, the seller's check was over $1,500. Ah, the power of auctions. This is the kind of thing that any auctioneer can do to rid you of your clutter. Now, I'm not totally against yard sales. It's really hard, if not impossible, to auction clothes. And I don't like auctioning warped Tupperware lids and stuffed animals. But always remember this one thing, and this is the most important thing. Yard sales negotiate down. Auctions negotiate up. Will all your yard sale items sell at auction? No, they won't. But it's worth a call to your local auctioneer to find out. It can eliminate headaches, backaches, and a fight with your spouse. And it can get rid of all those things that are lying around in the way and get you some cash with a lot less work on your part. While you're looking around at what to sell, do what I do. If you haven't used it or enjoyed it in a year, sell it. And now for today's mailbox. Steve in Colorado writes, I was at an absolute auction the other day, and the auctioneer kept asking for a high price for an item, and he refused to take my lower bid. Eventually, he got a bid. How can they do that when they've advertised that no bid will be refused? Well, Steve, if an auctioneer is asking for $100 on an item at an absolute auction, and you offer $5, he does have to take your bid, but not right away. This happens at all auctions. Now, all buyers want a good deal, and there are always bidders who want to get items for next to nothing. Here's a good example that will explain it. Just the other day, I had a kitchen table and chairs that I knew would bring $75 or more. And here stands a guy trying to bid a dollar. And this was at an absolute auction. I told him I'd get back to him if I needed to. Eventually, another person bid when I got down to asking for $50. And the bidding continued to $95 where it sold. This $1 bidder later complained that I refused to take his bid. I explained to him that I never refused to take his $1 bid. I was just asking for a higher price at the time. If no one had bid, and I asked where they wanted to start, and this person offered a dollar, I would have gladly taken it. I would have to. It's an absolute auction, and everything sells regardless of price. This brings up the technicalities of an absolute auction. Once an auctioneer has asked for and received a bid on an item, even a bid for $1, it has to sell. Now let's say an auctioneer has asked for bids on an item at an absolute auction and no one bids. The auctioneer even asks the crowd where they want to start and still no one bids. Then the auctioneer can legally pass on the item, remove it from the auction. If any bid has been received at an absolute auction, the item has to sell. But Steve, don't waste everyone's time by bidding $1 on something that you know will sell for a lot more. You'll waste the auctioneer's time, and believe it or not, the other bidders get tired of it. Remember, auctions are all about getting fair market value. Thank you, and tune in next time to Auction Talk.
$2,000 bid, now $3,000, now $4,000, $35,000, now $4,000, $4,000, now $5,000. I need $5,000, I got $5,000 back here, now $6,000. $5,000 bid, now $6,000. $55,000, now $6,000. Yeah, $6,000 over here, now $6,000.
We thank you for tuning in to Auction Talk. Email your auction questions to Greg at hartg@centurytill.net or call 719-384-4797 or go to hartg.com and click on the Auction Talk radio tab. Tune in next time for Auction Talk.
$1,000.